Good morning. This year is going to be aired on the 20th day of the Omer, and we're looking at Chayadim Klal Hey, Simon Beis. Chayadim says the Chiddush here, nearly the Mutter Lermer Chatzi Posik, Avo Bisha Masker Es Hashem. So we know that we can't say Hashem's name, the Batola. So saying it not in context of a Posik is not permitted. But he says, if you say in the context of a Posik, obviously that's permitted. As a matter of fact, many Poskim learn that when a person quotes a pasuk in the Gemara, from when he's learning, he should actually preferably say it with Hashem's name, as long as he's saying the full pasuk. Comes the Chayyadim. The Chayyadim says that not only if you're saying the full pasuk is it mutter to say Hashem's name, but even if you're saying a chatzi pasuk, the chatzi pasuk would mean that it's a place where there would be a pause in the pasuk, and therefore the statement as said, well, it would have some understanding to it. It's not a half a thought. There's a complete thought contained in that half a pasuk. L'cheinim kara b'tob and aginu b'tomim. If a person's laning and he made a mistake, and he has to go back and he wants to go back and correct, he goes back from the mistake to the end of the pasuk. So he said the pasuk, the whole pasuk, and then he realizes he made a mistake. This is the example that the Chayyadim gives. So he wants to go back. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning of the pasuk. He can go back to the middle of the pasuk and say if it's a full thought, and read from there to the end, even though he's going to say Hashem's name, kimishum lahashem pasuk. Now the Chayyadim now addresses a separate issue. The Chavim said that kopsukid loy pasuk marsha anan lo paskin, and you cannot say a partial pasuk. Pasukim have to be said in full amounts. See, so over here, I'm saying the full amount because over here my goal really is to make a correction and then end up with the full thought, full posik. But to say a posik for the purpose of reading just a posik, in other words, if I'm saying a half a posik in tefillah, so it's derech tefillah, so that's mutter. I am saying Hashem's name, not a problem, because it's a half a posik. If I'm going to be saying that in the purpose of learning Kriyas HaPasuk, so Chazal gave us a rule that you should not say Chatzi Pasuk, but there are Kriyas HaPasuk. Feel Beloyas Karas Hashem, even though you're not mentioning Hashem's name at all, Osir, Chol Psukah Deloy Paskim Moshe, B'Torah Anan Lo Paskinan. So any Pasuk which Moshe had not divided in the Torah, we cannot divide. Huadim and Nevi'im Uksubim, and this halacha applies to Nevi'im Uksubim as well. You can't say partial Pasuk. But derech tefillah, he's saying that's mutter. But now you address the second question, even though it's derech tefillah and it's mutter, what about Hashem's name? I'm saying Hashem's name, not in a full pasuk, is that permitted? And the answer is that it is. Now, the example which the Chayyadim gave was a person read the whole pasuk, realized he made a mistake, and he goes back to the middle of the pasuk and reads from there to the end again, which is mutter. It would also mean if a person read a half of the pasuk, and he wants to correct himself then, even though he's only read half a pasuk. Well, so people say, finish the pasuk and then go, because you said Hashem's name, finish the pasuk, and then go back and correct it. So according to the Chayyadim, it's not necessarily true, since even though Hashem's name was said, but it was said in a you're stopping by the midpoint of the pasuk, you want to go back to the beginning and read it again, since that first pasuk was you said Hashem's name in the context of a partial pasuk, that's going to be mutter. You have the issue of saying only partial pasuk, so you're eventually going to finish it off as you go back and correct it. So partial would be the same halacha in both directions. Interesting question which comes up is saying Hashem's name in Zmiros. You know, there's Zmiros are written by the Rishonim, some of them written by the Achronim, and there are different forms of praise to Hashem, and they have Hashem's name in it. So are you allowed to say the Hashem's name, or do you have to say the word Hashem? So Mikra, then the person is allowed to say Hashem's name. Since it's being said, it's not being said about Tala, it's being said in the context of a thought. And the thought is a praise and bringing some kavod to Hashem. So it has a very valid purpose. So that's going to be mutter. We would point out that a person, that in that situation, a person clearly cannot interrupt after Hashem's name or before Hashem's name, until he has a full thought. Because then he's not saying it in the context of a thought. He's saying it just without any function or purpose. And then it would be a question of saying Hashem's name in the Vatala, which would be lacking. It'd be over the mitzvah say of having year from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's Hashem al Kachotira. We'll talk about this a little more tomorrow.